21, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Last year, I went to a concert at a place I'd never heard of before, the Epiphany Center for the Arts here in Chicago. And it was the most phenomenal venue that I think I've been to here in the Chicago area. I want to talk a little about the history of this historic building and what they've got planned there right now with David Chase, who is the co-founder of the Epiphany Center. David, welcome to WGN. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Dean, and good morning to the listening audience. It is an absolutely glorious day.
It is a glorious day and a glorious spot that you've got there. Talk to me first a little about the history of this actual venue.
Okay, so we're located in the former Church of the Epiphany, built in 1885, and it's on the National Register of Historic Places. It's been a place with it that has brought community together for over a century. Unfortunately, closed in 2011. And my wife and I, who were married here October 5th of 96, were fortunate to be in a position to acquire it. And our goal is to continue to bring Chicago together for the good of art, entertainment, and events. We have 8 visual art galleries, 4 live entertainment venues, and 42,000 square feet under roof, plus an outdoor terrace, patio, and courtyard. And, we are thrilled to be able to open our doors to Chicago.
Yeah. Now, how much restoration did you do there? Because when you walk into the Epiphany Center, this old church, just saying that it's an old historic church really doesn't do justice to the majesty of this building.
Well, thank you. I have to give my bride total credit on design. But my background is real estate development, and I've been in the construction industry for many, many years. I'll be candid. The annex, which was built in '53, I've seen very few buildings that were in as rough a shape as it was. And that's where people generally enter for our entertainment and art programming, into our cafe bar. That was a complete restoration and modification. We cut various masonry openings in between the walls to connect the historic part of the structure to the more modern annex to create flow. And so, there's this ever-present spirit here at Epiphany. And when you go into the former church and look up at the beautiful vaulted ceilings and the original patina of peeling paint from 1885, we had it tested to make sure it wasn't lead-based, it's actually milk-based. You could not get an artist to replicate something like that. It is just natural. It's beautiful. Yes, we did have to add, new systems, and we had to add, our lighting and our sound systems and all that. But for the most part, in the main hall, we were able to preserve what's there. We had to do some restorative work. Now, in the rest of the building, it's pretty much a combination of complete either gut rehab and bringing it back to the former standards, or preserving what was there. For instance, in the sanctuary, which is one of our very, very quaint, and that's probably, Dean, where you saw the show, cabaret-style space, right. Seating for no more than 90, candlelit light, and it's just, yep. That space was just screaming to for live music.
Oh, it's stunning. It's intimate. It's warm. It's you spend half the time looking around the room at the at how beautiful it is. And then when we were leaving, we walked out through the main chapel, what used to be the chapel, and it is just your jaw drops at how beautiful the space is, and the idea that you're using it for art and for music, and as a center for the arts is fantastic. And which kind of brings us to what you're going to be doing there this summer. You've got a special blues presentation, the 2022 Blues Music Series that's going to be going on there, right?
We do, and we're working very closely with Lynn Orman. We just installed it's a pop up
The
we have
the
this
photo
lineup
exhibition?
Of,
yeah.
Yeah. going. Yeah, we had this lineup of blues musicians, and last night we kicked off the Women of Blues, a pop-up installation adjacent to the sanctuary. So we have both free entertainment in the sanctuary during Golden Hour, as well as ticketed entertainment. And, you know, whether it's Studebaker John, Bear Williams, we're bringing, you know, Jose Ramirez, we're bringing in Breezy Radio, Wynn Knoll and the Rockin' Souls with legendary Mary Lane on the 12th. We just had the New Blue Band, which is Charlize Guy, Buddy Guy's daughter, performing with Mark Maddox. They raised the roof Friday night, man. Bridget Purdy's coming in this Friday from L.A. and playing with the Otis Clay Band, including, I mean, this is like a historic band that's playing with her. So, yeah, come on. People can come on down. 5 p.m. Golden Hour, 5 till 8, free entertainment. Listen to the blues in our courtyard. In fact, right now we have a bunch of people doing yoga in the courtyard. But Wednesday through Saturday, we have Golden Hour, 5 till 8, free entertainment, discounts on wine and beer and food, and then grab a show at 7:30. It's $20 per ticket, and you will not be disappointed. The lineup is phenomenal, and we have been fortunate to be hailed by Chicago Tribune as one of the top 8 best blues clubs in Chicago. And after a year, it's a blessing. And Dean, I you've been in the space, you felt the energy in the space, you've heard the acoustics. I've been told there's no better club to listen to blues than in the sanctuary at the Epiphany Center for the Arts.
Well, and I just love
to get the accolades.
Yeah, I just love. I mean, I love this blues series that you're doing. Couldn't be more fun to come and enjoy this kind of music that is so quintessentially Chicago, but in this architecturally magnificent space. The Epiphany Center for the Arts, which is, by the way, 201 South Ashland. What is that? Yep. Ashland and what?
Adams.
Ashland and Adams.
Ashland and Adams. Yeah, southeast corner of Ashland and Adams. You can't miss it.
Yeah, you really can't. I mean, just look for the most magnificent building in the area. That's where it is. To come and enjoy live music or to see an art exhibition. It's great to see these spaces being, utilized so well here in Chicago.
Yeah, if everybody listening out there, if you want to check out the lineup of either art, we have 3 art openings this month, and I don't know, numerous, not only the blues, but we have other performances during the week in Epiphany Hall, as well as in the catacombs. But go to our website at www.epiphanychi.com. That's epiphanychi.com, and click on art, entertainment, or events, whatever interests you. You can find out what our Golden Hour menu is, and it's all the information is there. And if you have any questions, feel free to fill out the form, and somebody will get in touch with you that day.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff there. And I love that you're calling it the Golden Hour shows, by the way. I love that you've named that time of day the Golden Hour.
Well, you know, if we have another minute, I'll explain that. When the sun comes around the south and in the west of the building, it shines through just these majestic stained glass windows in the clearstory part of the building. These are 40, 50 feet up in the air. And the sunlight just washes the old historic organ and the mosaics.
Wow.
And during construction, it was just such an energetic time throughout the year. And I and my wife, and it's, man, this is just like a golden hour. And so, as we opened, and we only opened last in March of 2021, and by the summer we were actually active because of COVID. I mean, it was so repressive, as we all know. But we decided to call the time that we opened the courtyard Golden Hour. As the sun starts to set, we'll light a fire in our fire pit outside. But we later learned that photographers refer to this time of day as being kind of an ideal time for a shot.
Yeah.
And we look at it. I'm not saying it's an ideal time for a shot. That's the first time I've said that, a shot of whatever you might like.
Take it as you may, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a wonderfully descriptive way to talk about that time of day. But come and experience seeing the sun coming through the stained glass windows as well. The Epiphany Center for the Arts is 201 South Ashland Avenue, Ashland and Adams. David Chase, the co-founder. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to coming back and seeing some acts there real soon. Thank you, pal.
Thank you very much, Dean.